Look at your stewardship in those areas, time, talent, treasure, all of those things. Are you following the way you're supposed to be following? The perfect guy has resources that has been given by God.
Welcome to Treasure Truth with Pastor Nather James Ford Jr., Senior Pastor of Christ Bible Church in Chicago. I'm Steve Hiller. Glad that you're with us as we continue a series entitled The Perfect Guy. And Pastor, you've just given us a powerful reminder that we are to steward everything that God has entrusted to us. So often we think it just means money, but it's so much more than that.
Oh, yeah. It's way more than that. As a matter of fact, it's time, talent, treasure, but it's also we are stewards of God's truth. We are stewards of our thoughts. You know, God has given us responsibilities. And I mean, a steward is somebody who manages somebody else's things. And one day, we are going to have to give an account to God for our stewardship.
And for some of us, that is kind of a scary thing because we realize, okay, I have wasted a lot of money. I have wasted a lot of time. I have wasted maybe a lot of talent that God has given to me. If you find yourself in that situation where you're saying, man, I feel like I've wasted a lot, is there hope for me?
Oh, of course there is. Well, let's take time, for example. The Bible says in the book of Ephesians, redeeming the time for the days are evil. Mm-hmm. And so I don't know about our listeners, but I know I evaluate myself on a consistent basis in those areas. I just did this morning in my devotional time. I said, Lord, would you help me to evaluate my preaching? My preaching in its motivation, my preaching in its proclamation, you know, in various areas, I want to make sure that John 12:32 is being very evident in my preaching and teaching. Jesus said, if I be lifted up, will draw all men unto me. So then I evaluate that. Lord, you've given me resources. How am I doing with them? And often the Holy Spirit will let me know you're not doing very well, you know. And so what do?
Right.
In our community, the colloquial expression is you up your game. So you step it up. And anybody can do that. And everybody ought to be doing that. Ongoing evaluation, saying, Lord, would you evaluate my stewardship now so that whenever you do it at the judgment seat of Christ, I'll be able to hear, well done, thou good and faithful servant.
Yeah. I think sometimes some of us have this mindset because of something we've heard, like, okay, I ought to be spending an hour or two a day in the Word or with God. I ought to be giving minimum 10%, if not a whole lot more, to God. And we look at our lives and we honestly assess that and we feel like, boy, I am failing miserably. And if I can't do what I'm supposed to do or what I think I'm supposed to do, is it worth trying? I mean, you got to start somewhere, right?
You have to start somewhere. And listen, start where you are. Don't try to meet a goal that's going to cause you to fail. Don't try to pray for an hour. Pray for 5 minutes. And what you'll notice is 5 minutes will turn into 10 minutes, will turn into 15 minutes. The more you spend time with the Lord, the more you want to spend time with him. And it's the same in every area. You start giving where you feel comfortable because, remember, it's the motivation of your heart that God is looking at, not the amount that you're giving.
Yeah, well, that's a good reminder. And with that, let's open our Bibles to Genesis chapter 2 as we continue a message entitled The Perfect Guy. Here is Pastor Ford.
He gives him respiration, then he gives him resources. So he has the respiration given by God. He has resources given by God. Let me read verses 8 and 9 again. And the Lord God planted a garden eastward in Eden, and there he put the man whom he had formed. And out of the ground made the Lord God to grow every tree that is pleasant to the sight, good for food, tree of life, also in the midst of the garden, and the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. We'll come back to that. Now get this. Let me point something out to you real quick. Notice what it says. In chapter 2, verse 4, he starts adding the name. It's called the Tetragrammaton. How many know what that is? I know this is getting theological now. How many know what that is? What is the Tetragrammaton? It's called the Tetragrammaton. Tetragrammaton. It's a $50 word to talk about the proper name of God, which is YHWH. And it's spelled capital L, capital O, capital R, capital D. Now there's meaning to it. Now he's in creation and he reveals it. Now some of you already remember this. Some of you, I hope it's review. Why has he revealed it in chapter 2, verse 4? Now let me just say, chapter 2, verse 4, the Lord God. Look at what it says, chapter 7. Verse 7, Lord God. Verse 8, Lord God. Verse 9, Lord God. Verse 15, Lord God. Verse 16, Lord God. Verse 18, Lord God. You still with me? Verse 19, Lord God. Verse 21, Lord God. Verse 22, Lord God. Was that the last one? Yeah, that's the last one. So what is that? 13 times, Lord God. Lord God, Lord God. Why does he keep repeating that? Lord God, Lord God. Well, first of all, the number one reason is because what is this? This is resources given by God. It is, first of all, a provision. Now get this. God, first you give him respiration, then you give him resources. So verse 8 and 9 does not talk about man's responsibility. We'll see that in 15. But he gives him resources. So that he gives those resources as a provision to the man. He provides for the man before he ever provides or gives the man a responsibility. That's important because the perfect guy ought to have resources from God. Now, hear me out, because I know what you're saying. Well, you told us as brothers that when a woman walk up to us and say, so what do? You're supposed to say to her, well, let me just tell you this, sister. What I do is not who I am. But if you will learn who I am, I may let you get in on what I do. I ain't saying she a gold digger, but. So now why are you saying? Because God set it up that way. Now think about this. I've said it before and you remember it. When Eve comes on the scene, what does she need? Nothing. Now see, we got it all twisted because we live in a culture that tells us, look, you better get a job. You gotta be providing in here too. Well, see, that's not God's design. God's design was for a man to be the one who provides everything for the relationship. And he set it up that way by making sure that when Eve got on the scene, there was nothing that she needed. Everything was already there. That's why your pastor in 34 years of ministry has never married a man that doesn't have a job. Never. Not one time have I married somebody and the man doesn't have a job. Why? Lord God, Lord God. Now remember what I told you. I told you this before. That when you look at Lord God, Lord is his name, Yahweh, in redemption. God, Elohim, in creation. Well, we're still in creation. Why do you give us your proper name 13 times in chapter 2 when we're still talking about creation? Because of what he did. What did he do? He gave the man resources. Now, what's God doing here? Think about salvation. Anybody remember what I told you about salvation? Why his name is here? Anybody remember? Okay, here it is. Why does he reveal the name, his proper name in redemption in chapter 2, when man doesn't need to be saved until chapter 3. Because God always sets everything up to provide for us what we need before we even know we need it. Now, put it into context. The Lord God is providing for Adam. Now, if you go through, I don't have time to talk about all of it, but notice the aspects and the elements of this resource that God has given to him. First of all, God planted the garden from the hand of God to the hand of man. God plants the garden. Then it says it was aesthetically pleasing to the eyes. So he said, I want him to have beauty. Then he says, so I want him to have beauty. Then he says, every tree that's pleasant to the sight, good for food. I want him to have bounty. So I want him to have beauty. I want him to have bounty. And then in the midst of the tree of life, I want him to have blessings. Then the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, I want him to have boundaries. So even in the resources, God puts boundaries. Now, get this. This is not my focus. Here's my focus. My focus is this. Okay, so then God, why these resources? Because God is a provider.
You know, so good to be reminded of that. Yes, he is a provider, but there are boundaries as well. And we're going to get back to this teaching in just one moment. You're listening to a message entitled The Perfect Guy. And if you missed any part of this short series, you can always come to our website. It's treasuretruthradio.org. You can listen to each and every program online. You can simply stream programs through your computer or your mobile device. You can download MP3s for free, or you can even purchase copies of this program on CD. You're going to find those links when you come to our website, treasuretruthradio.org. While you're there, if you want to check out the different books that Pastor Ford has written, click on the Books by Pastor Ford tab on the left side of the homepage. Again, you'll find it all at treasuretruthradio.org. Back to the message. Here's Pastor Ford.
I need somebody to help me real quick, and I got to get somebody that I trust. I'm just messing with you, man. Come on up. Now, get this. Here's what we have. You have Adam and God. Okay, I'm just going to play God today because I'm going to do something. So Adam is formed and filled and fashioned by God and all of that. He's following God. God's going to give him a wife. Okay, so you're just going to play his wife today. That's okay. Don't worry about it. Okay, so go behind him. Behind him. Okay, so here's what we have. We have God, and God is a provider. Now get this, God is a provider. So he's going to provide for Adam because Adam's following him. Now Eve is following Adam. So now God is provided to Adam for Adam to provide for Eve. Okay, break her off. Okay, so as they're going, God is giving resources and he's breaking it off and he's giving it to Adam. You don't have to give it all of it, but you're married and so you know they get it all anyway. So now here's what happened in the fall. See, God is saying this thing is going to work because you are the head and you are following me. I'm breaking you off a piece. I do it in the beginning to show you I'm a bountiful provider. So I give you something for beauty. I give you something for bounty. I give you something for blessing. I give you all of this stuff. And as long as you're following me, you get all this stuff. What happened in the fall? He stopped following God and started following Eve. Now, here's what's going on. What happened? God can't break him off anything because he's no longer following. Now, at one point, because God is our supplier, James 1:17, every good and perfect gift comes from above, from the Father of light, in whom is no variableness, no shadow of turning. And since he's the provider now of everything, he's going to dry up. Now they're going to have problems, issues, because she's a spender, he's a saver, and now she ain't got nothing to spend. She said, for better or worse, richer or poor, she ain't mean that poorer, and she didn't mean that worse. Now you got issues. Can you give my money back here? So thank you. Give him a hand. So here's what God is setting up. I'm the provider. I want everybody to look to me. I set the rules. I have the resources. And isn't it beautiful what he says? We're blessed with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. So sometimes when I answer the phone or when I say, you know, when I'm ending my letter, I don't say God bless you. I say God has blessed you already. If you're a believer, Ephesians 1:3, well, then why don't I see it? Maybe it's because you ain't following. Because what God does is unveil or manifest what he has for you as you are following him. So you have to ask yourself, if I don't have the provision, am I following the way I'm supposed to follow? Look at your stewardship in those areas, time, talent, treasure, all of those things. Are you following the way you're supposed to be following? The perfect guy has resources that has been given by God. And so what does he do? When he reveals his name, Jehovah Jireh, he wants us to understand, listen, I am the one who, everybody says, it literally means the God who sees it means more than that. It means the God who sees ahead. And so 1 Timothy 5:8, don't forget it. If you're ever going to be married, you better look at 1 Timothy 5:8. The man who does not provide for his own family is worse than an infidel. That's what the scripture teaches. Now, what's going on here? The same thing. God said, I'm a provider. I want the man to be a provider. So before I ever give him a relationship, I'm going to give him resources. Now, how does that play out? Because people lose their jobs and all that kind of stuff. See, here's what's happening. And I tell you, sex is the thing that's messing most of us up. Ain't nobody gonna say amen. And I hear Christians who sound as if they think God is trying to keep sex from them when God is trying to keep sex for them. Because he wants it to be the way it ought to be, and it can't be that way unless it's done his way. So now, I'm just going to touch on it a little bit. So you get these resources. Why does he have a boundary with the resources? Because everything we have and everything we want ought to come under control of God. So next we're going to look at residency, not today, but God then gives him a residence. Why does he do that? Look what God has done. God formed this man, fashioned this man, filled this man, gave this man fruit and all of that. And this man is following him. And God has set up a pattern. I give it to you. You provide for her. I'm telling you, you know what was wrong? Another thing wrong in that picture? Everything that he was using belonged to her. That's what was wrong. That's what was wrong. It was her house. It was her bed that they were sleeping in. And when he left, all he had to take was his jacket. That's all he had to take. That's a crying shame. So what's the point? What's the point? Let me give you a couple of things, because I can't go into them like I want to, but you've heard them before. In Genesis 22, what happened? Somebody holler it out. What happened in Genesis 22? Abraham offering up Isaac. Okay, so what happened? He's where he reveals. Remember, I told you, do a study on where God first reveals any name. So that's the name he reveals, Jehovah Jireh, right? He reveals the name Jehovah Jireh, the God who sees before and provides. What did he provide? Holler it out. The ram in the bush. So then the question was, how's it set up? God said, okay, Abraham, slay your son, because I want to see if you love me as much as the pagans love their God. Yes, I do, Lord. God never intended for him to do a human sacrifice. And so when did God reveal the provision? When he raised his hand in obedience to slay his son. God wants to know, as I'm doing all of this, will you obey me? That's the bottom line. We are not obeying what the Word of God has to say about relationships, because we get desperate and we think that we have a better plan than God, only to find out you don't. You don't. You play with fire, you're going to get burnt. God set these things in here to protect us, and we think that God is trying to penalize us, so we go out and do what we want to do, only to find out. And thank God for his grace and mercy that even though I was stuck on stupid, God still came and restored me. You know what? In 1984, Avianca jet 747 crashed into a mountain. Killed everybody on board. They look for the little black box. And, you know, I always think, well, if it's the only thing that survived, why don't they make the whole plane out of that? You know? And so anyway, so they found the little black box. And, you know, like, you know, I fly all the time now. I used to be afraid to fly. And somebody said, well, if it ain't your time, you ain't going. I tell them all the time, I ain't worried about whether it's my time. I'm worried about whether it's the pilot's time. Amen. But anyway, so the plane went down. They found a little black box. Here's what they heard. Now, Avianca is a Spanish jet airline. They got out of sight of the tower and went into the mountains, so the tower couldn't track them. But the automatic pilot came on. Here's what it said. It said, pull up, pull up, pull up, pull up, pull up, five times. And here's what they heard. Pull up, shut up, gringo. 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 Crash. And so 158 passengers were killed. 23 crew members died because the pilot wouldn't listen to the instructions of someone he couldn't see but was giving him a warning about what he didn't know was coming ahead. And all he said was, shut up, gringo. 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 And I'm telling you, there's a lot of believers who are doing that. Shut up, God. No, you say, I never said that. You did when you went against God, when he said in his word, don't be unequally yoked with an unbeliever. When he said in his word that you're to sanctify your body wholly, that you are to abstain from fornication and adultery. You told him, shut up, gringo, whenever he told you and showed you what was going on and you thought you could change him or you and God can change him, anything other than what God said, you have a biblical criteria, you ought to go by that, you ought to stick to that, and if it means that you got to be alone for a while, then it's better to be alone and wish you were married than to be married and wish you were alone. And so, let me tell you about the perfect guy as I close. His name is Jesus Christ, and he did for us what nobody else did for us. We know he loves us because he sacrificed everything for us. Some people call him the user-friendly God. And what did he do? He sacrificed his comfort for our care. He sacrificed his throne in glory for a cross on earth. He sacrificed the worship of angels who cry, holy, 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 and exchanged it for a crowd that cried, crucify him, crucify him. He gave his life to die the death that we would die so that we can live the life that he lives. That he came down from heaven and died for you and for me to let us know that he loves us with an everlasting love. He's the perfect man. He is God enough to forgive us. He's man enough to relate to us. And you don't get any perfect than that.
Pastor James Ford Jr., a message called The Perfect Guy. Well, you're listening to Treasure Truth, and there's a lot more teaching on the subject when you come to our website. Just stop by treasuretruthradio.org. Well, this program is made possible by the generous gifts of our listeners, who understand that messages like this are vital for building up our faith. And when you become a monthly partner by AutoGift at a level of $30 or more, you ensure that this program continues here on your station. And we're going to say thanks with a 50% discount to Moody Publishers. It's good for everything in our store, and it can be used as often as you'd like. Become a monthly partner today. Call us at 888-644-7660. Or go online to treasuretruthradio.org. If you prefer to write, send a check. Our address is Treasure Truth, 820 North LaSalle Boulevard, Chicago, Illinois, 60610. Now, if you'd rather give a single gift of any amount, we're going to say thanks with a powerful book by David Platt called Radical. You know, there are a lot of misconceptions about following Jesus. Foremost among these is that you can be a Christian and live just like your unbelieving neighbors, pursuing the American dream, safe with the knowledge that you'll spend eternity with God. But you know, God is calling us to share his love to a hurting and desperate world. And as you read Radical, you're going to be motivated to live like Jesus, so you can have an effect like Jesus on people around you. Request Radical when you call 888-644-7660 or go to treasuretruthradio.org. Well, I'm Steve Hiller. Our producer is Amy Rios. Tomorrow, we pick up on our study on the perfect guy. So join us at the same time for Treasure Truth, a production of Moody Radio, a ministry of Moody Bible Institute.